Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Patrick Dolan is with Conti and Dolan. Patrick, people were wondering if Coldplay was responsible or the venue for capturing this video moment and putting it up on the screen. There's nobody really legally responsible, is there?
Well, not, certainly not Coldplay or Chris Martin, and for sure not the venue. Listen, Lisa, you've got no expectation of privacy when you're at a big concert like that. So there's no liability there. Now, with regard to employment issues, there's a lot of different things going on there that we can talk about. But, you know, the fact that the CEO resigned as a result of that, he would have been terminated anyway, I'm sure, based on a violation of a code of conduct policy or some sort of misconduct policy that they have. And that's going to have really significant monetary ramifications for him, being terminated for quote-unquote cause, which I think we've talked about before. He's not going to get severance. He's not going to get a lot of equity that's probably due to him. So there's a lot of negative ramifications for him professionally and financially and, of course, probably personally, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's say you're dating someplace in the workplace. Would the first rule be not to date anyone that you work with who is one of your subordinates or has a position that is not as high as yours in the company?
Yes, that's probably a really good rule of thumb. Most companies have policies that prohibit romantic relationships within a company, especially or maybe only with regard to subordinates and supervisors. But Lisa, you mentioned it a little bit before I came on here. They're also going to have obligations and policies that force employees to disclose romantic relationships, which I think, and even if they're just coworkers, not, you know, subordinates and superiors, which I think is probably a good idea to do anyway.
So you need, and this is hard because maybe you've only been on a few dates, maybe other coworkers saw you, but you need to know what your company policy is, and then you need to go to management and report that you're dating someone?
Listen, if there's a policy that obligates you to do so, and I know a lot of companies have that policy, then yeah, it's a good rule of thumb. Because if you don't, Lisa, think about it, you could get reported by other employees, and the fact that you didn't report your own relationship becomes a bigger issue than the fact that you even have one.
What if you are having an affair and it's not with someone you work with? Are there morality clauses in some employment contracts or, you know, you sign the company handbook, you write off that you read it. Could that put your job in jeopardy, just having an affair?
Probably not. I think it depends on the position you're in within the company. Certainly higher level management or so-called C-suite folks or the CEOs, et cetera, who are having an affair, that kind of negative, effect on the company in terms of publicity, that could have a bad consequence for you and the company and lead to your termination. But outside of that, I don't think so, Lisa.
Yeah. It's a tough situation because many people on the text line are saying, wait a second, President Trump had an affair and, you know, it's well documented and people still supported him. Why is this couple taking such heat?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, the fact of the matter, though, is you're right. If they would have done nothing, this would have never happened. Never. But the fact that they did that, and Chris Martin called him out on that, he didn't even know he was joking, right? But
right.
Not a joke, it turns out. That's what you have to be fearful of, I guess, if you're going to engage in that sort of conduct.
So as an employment attorney, many people hire you to represent them as employees. Your advice is don't ever date someone in the workplace?
Well,
because, you know,
sure
many people work long hours and that's where they form relationships.
I know. I don't think that's realistic. But right. I would say be careful. Know what your obligation is if you're going to engage in that. But as a rule of thumb, for a supervisor and a subordinate, that is just not a good idea, probably ever.
So one of you needs to find a new job. if you think the relationship is worth it?
Probably. You know, and Lisa, I've represented a female executive who was in a relationship with her CEO, and he thought it was consensual. And it turns out when the relationship went sour, she claims that it never was. Mm. And so there's serious liability on the part of not just the company, but the individual male CEO who engaged in that conduct. So you got to be careful in those sorts of things.
And if your company handbook says that you must disclose that you are dating in the workplace, you must disclose it, right?
You run the risk of getting into bigger trouble if you don't. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. He's the guy to call if you ever find yourself in one of those situations. It's Patrick Dolan, Conti and Dolan.